Simply Done, the podcast network.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, and on the road in downtown Los Angeles. It's the Big Three Podcast, Best of Edition. Hi, I'm Don. There's Perry. Mole's not here, but he's got a call in. Mary Jane's with us and Vince. And now, here we go, on the road in downtown L.A.
A couple things that come to mind. What's the deal today?
I ran around, did my bills. I went to get my truck smog, and it needed a catalytic converter. That's what took me a little while.
All right, well, what is your first thought is I'm hearing you're not coming.
Well, I didn't know how long it was going to be.
Okay, well, when you have a podcast, what is the most important thing to you? It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit what else you fucking say. The reason you had money to pay your bills is because of the podcast.
Thank you.
All right, am I wrong?
You're right.
Now, you were doing so well.
But I'm only 20 minutes late.
Okay, well, 25 minutes late.
25, okay. 25 minutes
35
late.
Or
the lady in the elevator said
33 minutes late. And we had to get downtown. And I didn't realize that the buffoon fucking Vince would fuck up with the sound for so long.
Sorry, Don.
Combination of the two has set us way back. Now, today you're coming down because what we're going to do is we're going to buy a shirt for me. That was
correct.
The whole point.
Okay.
I almost get the vibe, and maybe I'm wrong. I hope I am. You almost took the fuck you attitude. I'm not getting any more money. I'm not going to go down and buy a shirt.
No.
It wasn't until you found out that there was a podcast that you changed your mind and you were on your way.
Wrong.
I got a message from Nick saying you weren't coming.
I told Nick.
And I called you to tell you that we have a podcast today. And you said, okay, then I'll come now. If I wouldn't have called you, you weren't coming.
This is what happened, all right? When I saw that I was checking out when you called, the first thought in my brain was, I'm not going to go to the DMV now because that'll really fuck me. So forget about the DMV now. I can deal with the DMV Monday morning, okay? This smog thing was one important thing that needed to be done. I got it done, and
should've
I'm
done
out
it
of
first.
Here.
Should have done it first.
Well...
You have a responsibility.
All right, well,
Perry,
I'm here.
The only thing, okay, no, don't fucking come at me with that attitude. If you're going to fucking do this to me and just blow me off.
Don,
you weren't trying to, but you took something more important. This should be the most important thing going on. Now, I know that for you, in your little fucked up world, it doesn't matter. But you see, there's two other people besides me. That's three people that were depending upon you being here at 2 o'clock today.
Well, I'm 35 minutes late.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
And yes, I made it.
But on the other side, even though I told you numerous times, because you just assumed that all you were doing was repaying money to me, which if that was the only reason, you should still do it, you were ready to blow it off. I don't give important thing.
Okay, yes. I don't look at it like I was going to blow it off because I had things that I had to take care of today.
How long have you known about this? Since last week. I gave you money so you could go do it on any other day. Don't bullshit me, Perry.
Whatever.
You had money before New Year's Eve. You could have done a billion different things. You could have worked this better. There was 2 days open on Tuesday. You had the money on Tuesday. Everything was open on Tuesday. You could have done it on Tuesday.
I didn't have the slip in my hand for...
you got the check
for the smog. Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you could have gone on Tuesday, and you could have gone on Thursday. You waited till Friday.
Oh, God.
Okay, but
I'm wrong.
Yes, you are.
I'm wrong.
Okay,
Perry... I'm the guilty guy.
Yes, you always are.
I'm the guilty guy.
But, Perry...
All right.
I understand you're the guilty guy. There's no question you're the guilty guy. But what I'm telling you is this. I'm being very honest with you.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to work with me and be a good guy? Or do you want to fucking fall under the category, I don't want to be around you, and I don't want to do a thing for you.
Let me
tell you.
All right. I am here.
You are here, but you are late, and you were ready to blow it off today. Because you made plans to do other things on a day that we had this. I am trying to point out that, Perry, when you make a commitment, you are going to carry that equipment, or I'm going to be mad. You got a pretty nice check, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now, about that check, I'm glad you brought that up. About that check, do not announce on the air ever the amount of money I got on that check. Tom Brennan, my publicist and agent, said for me to tell you, do not announce on the air ever the amount of money that was paid.
You mean the $3,900 and some odd dollars?
I'm done.
What do you mean you're done?
Stop mentioning dollar amounts.
Why?
Tell me why.
Because Tom said to not allow that to be out.
Then I'll tell Tom that go fuck yourself.
God damn.
I'm going to be run by Tom? Bullshit.
No, you're not being run by
Bullshit.
Tom.
Bullshit.
This
guy starts a whole thing leading
it's
John
It's nobody's Quin- business.
He leads John Quincy Adams on in a fucking big
He
scandal.
Didn't lead John Quincy
oh,
Adams
on.
On.
You don't get into a position like that without fucking wanting it a little bit.
Oh, fuck, man. God damn.
I don't know what that means.
You're sick.
You're sick.
You're fucking sick.
Why am I sick?
John Quincy Adams poisoned Tom.
How do you know he didn't want it? What do you know about Tom?
I know enough.
Have you ever watched Tom fuck a woman?
That's none of my business what he does in private.
Right. And maybe this is his private life.
He's not gay.
How do you know that?
Tom is not
gay. How do you know that?
Oh, God almighty.
For the longest time, I didn't know that Freddie Mercury was gay.
Please.
And then when I saw that movie with Michael Douglas and Matt Damon, I had no idea Liberace was gay. So you just never know who's gay. And it's not a bad thing. Are you hating Tom because he's gay?
He's not gay.
You don't know that.
You're sick.
One thing I'm not is sick. I think I'm a pretty healthy person.
No, you're disgusting sick.
Why? Because I say something you don't want to hear?
Exactly.
Well, facts are facts.
I mean, I'm going to say it like this.
All right, you say it like this.
Tom told me to say to you, so we don't let Mole know about how much money I got.
Okay, yeah, because if he found out, we'd have to give money back.
Right.
But, you know, I don't ruin scams. You're the guy that's ruined every scam we've ever pulled. So.
Whatever.
No, it's me that does it. Point out a million different scams.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, because if you said anything, it would be incriminating against you and your story. So don't blame me. You keep it cool. It seems like you're the guy that always fucks up. The only thing that you do that's great is that you show up on time. It's the only redeeming quality you have as a human being.
Oh, thanks.
Tell me one other thing.
One redeeming quality that I have in my life?
Yes.
I like to be clean about things.
Okay, but your apartment proves that you're not.
Well, I haven't.
People got sick from being in your fucking dusty apartment. So I wouldn't say that clean is a great virtue of you.
I'm not a duster.
Okay. Not a duster.
I usually like the vacuum.
Which just spreads dust around. Anyway, the point is that you're not as clean as you're claiming to be. If you're saying your best quality is that you're clean, that's not a very good quality.
I'm not what I used to be.
No one really is.
What I used to be.
Okay, so do you have any other qualities that you feel that are good?
I'm nice to people.
When? Yeah.
You're not people to me.
What does that mean?
You're a business partner.
What are you fucking doing?
They're probably trying to get to the park for crack.
Oh, let me let them go.
I'm just going to say this. I made a mistake. I could have put off doing the...
Well, anyway, the point is, is that this falls in the category is bullshit and lies.
Oh, please. You know what, man?
All right, well, I'm just telling you. That's what today's show is about. And we have four of your biggest lies ever.
You're going to call them lies?
And I'm going to tell you
You this. Are going to call right. them lies? Quiet, please. Let me
No,
finish.
Let me ask you
let
this.
Me minute, let what me about finish the
time?
My goddamn...
What about the time? What about the time that you went and you said that you were going to Big Bear for a Javajo retreat?
I never said I was going
yes,
to Big Bear for
did.
A Jehovah's Witness retreat.
And you were really working with...
It was not a Jehovah's Witness retreat!
Well, that's what you said.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
God.
We've got the whole story right here. Through the shows, and we finally found out you were lying.
Oh, God. There's no such thing as a Jehovah's Witness retreat. All right?
All right, well, I'm just telling you what you told us. That you were going up there to Big Bear for with some other Javajos. Maybe to play with dogs or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
God, you're so... That's the lie.
Well, you know what?
That's the
I've
lie.
Got the,
Jehovah's Witness is what it's called.
Listen to this.
Not Javajo.
Listen to this
you
whole
fucking
thing.
Liar.
I'm not a fucking liar.
Call this a lie and making up a story?
You'll be able to hear that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to run these through, straight through. And these are four stories of you lying and us catching you in a lie. There's the other time that you lied about being in a mental hospital for 10 days. And you were talking about choking a doctor. And you also said that, which I thought was a nice touch, was that in the rec room of the place that you were at, the insane asylum or whatever, that they played on a loop, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But you'll hear that in a second. Another one of your lies is when you said you were donating $2,500 to the Red Cross for the Hurricane Sandy relief. You went on and on about that. That's another big lie. And in our fourth big lie of the show, you missed a podcast claiming you had to rush to the airport to fly out to Chicago. And anytime we asked details, we caught you in the lie. The lie kept getting bigger and bigger. And you said that you were going to your cousin Deanna's funeral. And you eventually admitted that you didn't go anywhere.
Okay, that was a lie.
Yeah, well, so were the other three. Well, if you don't believe me, let's listen to this. For those of you that haven't followed us on Facebook, we tape a show. And we were supposed to tape a show this past Sunday. Now, what we had here, we had Mole, of course. Mole was here. Mary Jane, of course, was here. She always is the producer. She does all the camera work, video, and still photography. We had, what was that guy's name, the investor?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett was here.
Are you serious?
Yep.
With one of his fellow Javajo witnesses, he went up to Big Bear do a little... thing up there.
So wait, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Was it helping kids?
What
was
it?
Let Mole talk, please.
Let me say something. You know, I was upset that he didn't come because I had to juggle a lot of things around. And you know,
you always do.
I was planning on bringing the kids from Love House. You know, the poor kids from Love House to not Scary Farms.
Right.
But I
couldn't do that every Halloween.
Yeah, they like to do it. Unfortunately, Nathaniel didn't make it. It was one of his, you know.
Final wishes
to go, but he didn't pull through. But the other kids from Love House we're going to bring. But I told him, listen, I can't do it. I have to be here. I came. I sacrificed the kids from Love House, and I came to do it, but Scare Mice didn't show up. Now, I was mad, especially because I had to disappoint all those poor kids from Love House. But if I find out that you were on a quest to become closer to the Lord and work on your relationship with God... Listen, I can't question that, Scare Master. I apologize to you. If you're in Big Bear working with the Javajos...
No,
listen,
wait a minute. Hold on. Let me interrupt here real quick.
Jesus
No. No matter what, there was no excuse for skipping out of a show.
Dan, you can't judge somebody's religion.
Okay.
Now, wait a second.
Perry, stay out of this. Yes, I am the first person to say... If you are following your religious belief, there's nothing better than to be closer with the Lord. Yes, I understand that. But here's where you can try to forgive him, but here's where he made a mistake. Before he went up to Big Bear, He was working with somebody, and then they called him up.
His pastor?
No. He was
Minister?
Working with somebody else.
Reverend?
No. He was working with that guy that is jealous of what we're doing here.
Exactly.
Please stay out of this.
Go ahead.
Please just let me. So then one of his Navajo witness buddies called him and said, you got to get away. I guess the pressure of what we were doing was too much for him. So he just went up to Big Bear.
That was all a lie.
Perry, stop. Let me finish what I'm saying. Perry has the right to go with his religious brothers and to get to a place where he feels good.
The Navajos want to go there with the Scare Master and he can work on his
spirituality. But I lied.
Stop. Perry, shut up. Here's where he made his mistake.
Tell me.
What Perry did not do is before he left, he didn't call us, say that we're going to schedule for another time.
He was on a spiritual quest, dude.
Okay, I understand.
I lied.
Perry, would you let me finish? Yes, he was on a spiritual retreat. Yes, he was trying to get closer to God. And that's fine.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that he did that.
Are you going to say that it's okay to not call us when we had all these
people? I think it's inconsiderate.
So there's where he made his mistake.
But we have to forgive him.
No.
For his religion, we have to forgive him.
Mole.
He wouldn't lie about his religion, okay? Right. It's important. It's like
Perry's
like
a guy. Let me tell you this.
State.
If I may say one thing. Through the years, Perry's two things he's never done. He never lies. And he always shows
up. Not about his religious beliefs.
No.
It's like hocking a loogie in Jesus' mouth.
Exactly.
But it was not about.
Stop! Let me finish.
Right. You wouldn't lie about your religion. We know
definitely.
That.
No,
he
I wouldn't
definitely
lie about your religion.
It's okay. So let me finish.
Right. You finish, Don, and then let me.
Stop.
Go ahead.
But what he didn't do, it takes nothing to call somebody.
It's true. He has a cellular telephone.
And he was texting me saying he's not showing up. Send the people home.
What?
I've got to get away. God is calling me to Big Bear. We could have rescheduled. We could have worked around his schedule. But he didn't do that. So the only reason that I didn't choke you to fucking death right now is because I also am a very spiritual man and I believe in the Lord.
Thank you.
And the fact that you were spending time with the Lord, I can forgive that. But where you made your mistake was you didn't have the decency
to call us.
No more, what were you going to say?
When you were in Big Bear with the Lord, did you guys rent one of those pontoon party boats?
Wrong. Nothing. Nothing like that.
Did you go to the Cowboys Steakhouse?
Guess what I did? Guess what also didn't happen?
Didn't go water skiing.
I didn't even go.
Wait, hold on just for a second. What are you saying? Is that what you do when you go up there?
You rent a pontoon party boat. You go out on the lake. You maybe do a little fishing. Maybe do a little wakeboarding. Then you go out and you go get a nice quality dinner at the Cowboy Steakhouse.
Yeah. Well, did you do any of that? Yes or no? That's all I need to know. Yes or
he was praying. Because he was praying the whole time.
Well, okay. When you get up there and you get into this thing.
You're in the spiritual thing.
What do they call your church?
We're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah Hall?
The Kingdom Hall.
Kingdom Hall. So he's at the Kingdom Hall the entire time, probably
praying the whole time.
Guess what?
Perry, just a second.
I'll let you guys talk.
So in that aspect, what he did was wonderful.
It is wonderful when you think about it. I feel like we owe him an apology.
No. We don't owe him an apology.
You don't owe me.
Hold on, Perry. Let me say what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
What he did is wrong. Not doing that for God, because that is exactly what he should be doing.
I'm proud of him for it.
Okay, but you can't be proud of him for fucking us.
You're not proud of me.
Stop, Perry. Would you let me finish?
Finish.
What you can't be proud of is the way he treated us, because you know what? God wouldn't let that happen. God would have given us a message.
In the book of Navajo, they teach that even if you're praying to your dog and someone throws your dog a stick, and the dog runs away, and you can't pray to the dog, you have to forgive that person. You have to forgive all wrongs as long as the person's at Kingdom Hall praying in Big Bear.
Okay, we can forgive that. Okay. But what we can't forgive is the fact that he blew an opportunity when we had investors.
He blew who?
No, he didn't blow anybody this time. What he did is he blew an opportunity for investors to hook up with us.
Well,
we
Warren Buffett was very angry that
extremely
he took the time.
Angry.
He came up from Omaha.
I am so sorry.
All right, well, Perry.
But I got a lot more to say.
Should we let him talk?
I just want to hear about the spiritual retreat.
I would like to hear what you did up there and how you came in touch with God and
tell
how you came
back with
Tell
us what it was like to hang
today.
Out with God.
Number one, Sunday was
the day you went up to visit God.
It was supposed to be a day that I was supposed to go somewhere.
You're supposed to be here. You made a commitment to be here.
Right. I failed, and I'll tell you where I was.
Okay, you were up. You already told us.
No, I wasn't in Big Bear.
But that's what you told
me. I lied.
What?
I lied.
To God.
Because of that fucking prick, Salvador.
No, nobody makes you lie. Nobody makes you lie except yourself.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Salvador. What are you saying? What are you fucking saying?
Salvador was the one that pushed me into not dealing with you guys. Salvador was pulling me away.
No.
Listen.
No.
Listen. Dude. I am done with that piece of shit.
Too late.
Because that motherfucker ruined my career with the big three.
No. Perry.
He robbed me.
He didn't rob you.
You robbed you.
Yes.
Nobody made you do anything.
Nobody did anything to you.
He didn't mind rape you.
Let me tell you something I do know about what's going on here. This is what screws me up. What does Perry complain about all the time?
His balance.
His balance, his fucking head, everything. But more than anything about this, where's my money? We gave him a contract. He broke every rule in his contract.
True.
Let's just look at his record of what he's done.
You put out a record?
He didn't put out a record. But what he did after our movie, when we should have been riding high, what does he do? Tries to sue us. Sues Jimmy Kimmel, was part of that. Oh, here's a guy that's hosting the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April.
Right. The guy's on top of the world.
Top of the world. He has nothing to do with us because of this piece of shit. Trying to sue him. So we get through that. We've got a lawyer of his that's biting, trying to smell money. Listen to what he says. Now, this Salvador, because Perry's in a fight with Rucka Rucka Ali, he says, let me help you with a rap song. What's the line of the song that you gave to me?
I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
Bust a freestyle, man. Bust a freestyle.
Wait till you hear this. I heard this the other night when he fucking came to the Comedy Store, which he wasn't supposed to do, which is my motherfucking job that I asked him not to come. No, but this is where I heard this. Go on. Go on with your song, Perry. I'm Perry Caravello.
Yeah. I'm Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow.
What?
So as a friend, he helped him out with this song? That right there that you've heard so far?
It's pretty tight.
But guess what? He charged him $500 to do that.
He paid you $500?
No.
I paid him.
What?
You paid him $500 for that. You paid him $500 for that. You fight us. We gave you a fucking movie, you stupid fuck. You stupid fuck.
Hey,
garbage.
Scaremaster, can I have $500? Fat, Matt, Sat, Rat, Hat, can I have $500?
Here, let me help you with one. This is even better. My name's Caravello. I get with the rest of the fellows. I meant an ello. And hey, what's your Nello?
Belly's like a marshmallow.
You fucking asshole. You are so fucking
stupid. Hey, can we get back to him, to his prayer circle?
He didn't do it. He lied to us.
I was not
so
in
you okay, wait. So
I haven't lied for a long time.
I lied
about this.
Okay, so
because of this bullshit.
Because of you. Don't blame him.
I gotta blame him because he kept pushing me to do things.
What did he say?
He kept saying, "Don't go."
Why?
Because it's bullshit.
Because he wanted $500.
Because he wanted to fucking keep me away from you guys. Because he was jealous.
He wanted $500.
He was jealous that you guys are helping me make another movie.
Not anymore.
No.
And then I fucking, and then he keeps me away from this fucking podcast and it destroys my fucking life.
Here's the crazy thing. Less than a week ago, you got one of the benefits of this podcast. Didn't you do an Adult Swim?
Yeah.
How much did you get paid for that?
I haven't been paid yet, contract says
$850. You made $850, 100% because of this podcast.
I know.
Do you think Salvador had the fucking oomph
to get you? Why are we even still doing this? Let's just get Rucka Rucka in here, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this,
Perry.
Why are we
doing this? He was my best friend.
He's nobody's friend. He's a despicable. despicable human being. I've never met anybody worse than you, Perry. Because
you're... I brought him French fries just now from In-N-Out.
Let me have some.
Let me have.
I don't want any French fries.
Sure. Throw those back in my face too.
Eat them. Eat his fries.
I'm not interested
in eating French fries.
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested in eating any French fries.
And you weren't interested in letting me bring Nathaniel to Not Scary Farms before he had to die. Nobody said anything about this. Why do I have to tell you?
Why do you have to tell other things?
Perry, in case you're going to lie to us about stuff.
This is what's going on. It happens every single time.
Not every time, but almost every time.
It happens every single time. Less than a week before, you were saying to me, thanking me for that thing that you did on Adult Swim.
I was very thankful. Okay,
then less than a week later, you're listening to some guy.
Asshole. I'm blaming him.
You can't blame anyone.
Yeah, I can.
Perry, stop it. You're full of shit.
Take responsibility for your own self.
You're almost 50 years
old.
You're
a giant, giant grown man.
Jeez, oh man. Stop blaming him.
It doesn't matter.
Really? You couldn't leave?
I wanted to.
Did you have your car?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get in your car and leave?
You're a liar, Perry. It's your fault. Stop blaming him. If there's a guy in the middle of the ocean, he's going to go for anything.
There's a guy in the middle of the ocean?
No, there's not. I'm just using this as an example.
Oh, okay.
If you throw him anything, he's going to grab that because he wants to live. Salvador is trying to make it in show business. He's using you as his only chance to get in.
But if he's in the middle of the ocean, we should help him out.
He's not really in the middle of the ocean. He's just not doing well with his career.
He's in San Pedro.
Well, that's...
It's a port.
Yeah, okay. You're missing the whole point, Mo.
Well, maybe that's where he got the boat to get out of the ocean.
Mo, please. Let me just say this to him, okay? Please?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not his fault. It's not his fault.
I was wrong.
It's your fault.
I was wrong.
It's your fault. Stop blaming everybody but yourself.
Okay.
You didn't have to go there that day. You were told. I deal with your fucking manager, Nick. And Nick was nothing but nice.
Nick is the best.
Shut up. I don't need you to fucking divert what I'm saying. Yeah, Nick's a great guy.
Nick's awesome.
He promised that you'd be there. Everything's fine. He keeps in contact with me. And then you just didn't answer his phone call.
Because Nick would have told me, go ahead and bring Nathaniel to Not Scary Farms. Right. So we could have one last scare before his brain explodes.
You've been given a gift from God.
Oh, I know I've been given a gift from you guys.
And you do everything in your power to push it away. Well, today, guys, I wanted to give the fans, the people that believe in this show, that think it's the best thing going, I wanted to give them some time so we could at least talk and tell you what happened and why we didn't have a full show. You're despicable, but we do have some things that we have to take care of.
I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm a fine fellow. It's catchy.
$500.
I want it back.
All you do is complain about you having no money.
And I was at the dentist today, and I got to pay my dentist like thousands of dollars for dental work.
Yeah. Okay, but you...
Did he write you a rap song?
Yeah, it was pretty good, too.
The dentist did?
Let's hear it.
I don't remember the lyrics because Salvador won't give them to me.
So you paid him $500 and he won't give them to you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Nick should pay a visit to him.
Yeah, we're going to be visiting him. He actually owes me over $2,000 for all the money I've been spending on this piece of fuck.
What have you been spending the money on?
Food, gas, travel.
Why do you spend it all? Why do you have to always spend it? I thought you were the talent.
Yeah.
I know. It's disgusting.
You know what's crazy? And your whole thing is you just want to prove you can do something.
Like, I'm naive.
You want to prove that you can do something without us.
You know what's weird? Can I just say one thing?
Let Mole talk.
Is that you don't realize that you're the talent. You're not supposed to put up those funds. Like, for instance, Dan and I, with those spots that John Quincy Adams got us.
Right.
He's the producer. He's sending us those fat checks. He spends the money.
Right.
Remember he sent us those gift baskets?
Yeah, absolutely.
We didn't pay for those.
Can I say something that's amazing?
Yeah.
I've never seen a lighter like that. You know what that is on the outside? That's solid gold.
I got the platinum one.
Okay.
Actually, it's white gold. White gold.
That's pretty.
It's solid gold.
I would like to say one thing.
Not even any place to put the lighter fluid.
Stop trying to divert the attention off you. I feel sorry for you because you know what?
I'm naive. I'm a fucking
moron. No, you're not naive. You're stupid. You're going to pay somebody $500. What did he tell you? I'd like to hear the words that he said to you that made you say, yep, here's $500.
He charges others, you know, up to $3,000.
What other ones?
For writing music
like
and
Mariah
and
Carey
recording.
And stuff.
I don't know. Big stars.
Like who? Name one.
I don't know.
Name one.
Enrique Iglesias? What's his name from Megadeth over there the week before?
Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, Dave was over there just a week ago.
He was.
I saw Dave Mustaine the other night.
He's been in Europe touring for the last 2 months.
Yeah, and he was over at Jimmy Kimmel.
And he had a broken neck. Does he only work with people with broken necks?
Maybe he does. Maybe that's the point. So somebody's lying to Perry. Do they film all this stuff?
There was a stack of Dave Mustaine posters over at...
Oh, so that makes
sense. Oh, well, there you go. There you go. It must have been real.
Well, my name's Dave Mustaine, and I'm here to say I'm a nice fellow, and it's okay.
Part of me feels...
Who wrote a Matt song?
Part of me feels like... Perry's the dumbest human being on the face of the earth.
It's not a nice thing to say.
But how can
you haven't met everyone on earth.
No, but how can you listen to somebody and then pay them money?
Dude, I was so fucking stupid.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson because now you're out of that money.
I just want to hear the song.
I would like...
I don't remember the whole...
What's the crux of it, though? What's the whole...
It's basically putting Rucka Rucka Ali in his place.
Give us a little taste. Just give it...
Does it say anything bad about Mole or myself?
No, it doesn't say anything about you or Don.
Well, I'm
I mean, you or Mole. It talks shit about Rucka Rucka Ali.
Like what?
You know, where Rucka Rucka Ali... Rucka Rucka Ali, you're so gay... Pop a pimple and he'll go away. Let me think. I don't remember the lyrics.
Well, then go off the top of your head, man. Bust a freestyle.
What's amazing to me is you paid $500. He didn't give you the lyrics?
He wouldn't give them to me.
Wow.
Rucka Rucka, you got mad skills. I got a fanny pack full of my pills. Like that.
Sounds like a really good guy. I hope, well...
He's a crook.
All right, well...
He's a fucking ex-preacher. Crook. A Jim Baker wannabe is what he is.
Well, anyway, we do have some business because it is a show, and I know that Perry doesn't think about this because people have paid us money as advertisers to be part of the show, and we have to put out a show so he doesn't give a shit, but we have
things. I am so sorry and so guilty over everything.
I know you are cried like a cunt.
Rucka, you lead the Nucka Nation. I be blowing guys in the bus station.
I'll tell you this. The only reason I'm even here today is because of you people, and I'm just glad, and I think Mole feels the same way. The people that write us on Facebook and keep in contact with us on the social network, I'm telling you, thanks for letting us into your life. Thanks for all the nice things you say, and I'm going to try to keep things going because of that. I just can't stand Perry.
I want to throw an apology out there to everybody. And even Rocco Bellini wants to
his book fingers us, are crossed.
Wants to book us on her show.
Yeah.
And it's
you can go do Rocco Bellini's show.
Yeah.
You don't want to do her show?
I don't really want to do anything with you, Scam Master, because you're a liar and a thief.
Yeah.
A thief?
Yeah.
Yeah, you stole Nathaniel's last trip to Not Scary Farm. Right.
What?
The kid that died. The kid that died?
I don't know who that person is.
And yeah, now you never will. You never will.
Take it easy, Mo, are you
never.
Okay? Mo, are you all right?
I'm fine.
All right, good. I want to get the fuck out of here because I look at him and he just sits there.
I know
and
you're disgusted with
even your Windy City Heat t-shirt, the clothes you wear, is because of what we did for you. And you burn us on a regular basis. Perry, you hurt everybody.
It makes me sad. It makes me very sad.
It does?
Don't even go there.
It makes me very sad.
Are you going to cry? Cry. You never cry anymore. You used to cry all the time.
I'm stunned.
He used to cry. He used to call you and leave phone messages when you cry.
I'm very stunned. I'm very shocked at what I've done.
Listen to this phone message that you left for me. I want you to hear this, and I want you to hear where he's crying, and then he stops crying, goes into a normal voice, and then goes back to crying.
Don, I know you don't want to hear my voice. I am fucking sorry. I don't know what to say. I just yelled at Salvador for fucking my life up, and he goes, oh, yeah, right. I just fucking told that piece of shit off. I'm done with that lowlife motherfucker. Oh, Christ, what the fuck did I do to my fucking career? Oh, fucking... Oh, man. Oh, God, I'm just so fucking mad at myself. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I gotta turn it around. I gotta turn it around. I gotta turn it around. I don't know what the fuck I did. Like a fucking idiot, I know what I did. I fucking went out of town. I fucking worked for this dipshit who thinks, oh, yeah, like he can do something better than a SAG and after a contract. Fucking piece of shit. Private individual that's a low budget out of the loop. Piece of crap. Oh, fuck. I don't even want to talk no more. Get Nick to contact me. I'm just so fucking... he won't even answer the phone for me. But he might answer the phone for you. But I am just so fucking mad at myself. I don't know. Please help. Please help. I just want to end it all. Bye.
It sounded like you were crying, but then you weren't crying, but then you were crying, but then you weren't crying, then you were crying. Were any of those tears for Nathaniel?
None were for Nathaniel.
I didn't even know who Nathaniel is.
So you don't give a shit about Nathaniel.
I don't know Nathaniel.
You don't give a shit about
Nathaniel. I never heard about
Nathaniel. Just admit you don't give a shit about Nathaniel.
I know. Not that I don't give a shit about Nathaniel. Yeah, I'm feel very sorry for that.
All right. Here's what we have to do.
Why don't you send $500 to his family?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have
you, because you just
money.
Spent
it
on, you just spent on a rap song.
Make
where did that
win,
get
dude.
You? Here's the crazy thing. You're spending it on a rap song that is 100% that has something to do with this podcast, yet
give
you avoid the podcast.
Taste of the rap
give
song.
Us a little more.
What I can remember?
Well, that would be good.
Christ.
I don't want you to make it up. I
want
to see what you spent $500 on.
He wouldn't even give me the fucking lyrics, which really pissed me off. He wouldn't give me the lyrics. I was ripped off.
Perry Caramello.
Well, here's what we should do.
My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow. Name is Scary Perry Caravello. Wait.
I like the
I'm
actress
fucked.
Maria
I'm
Bello.
Fucked.
All right.
There's like.
All right. Do you have any idea how insulted I am? The money, Perry.
It's disgusting.
Perry,
and
the money that I put up
are,
for this show,
and you spend five.
I would have made you a rap song if you wanted to go up against Ali. I don't know what we're going to do with you, Perry. I really don't.
I'm very, very sorry. I feel
okay. So
bad.
Okay,
Nick,
enough. Perry, your words mean nothing because you're a liar.
I was never a liar in the past.
Shut up.
Now I'm
yeah,
lying.
You are. Yeah, when you stole my wallet.
Okay.
You've got a track record of you being nothing but a lousy fucking liar. We're the only people that have ever done anything for you and kept
me.
Our word.
You
right, period. Now, here's what we're going to do. Mole, you and I have to talk after this. I don't know if we're going to do any more shows with Perry.
Why not?
Because I don't like him. He's garbage, and all he's done is lie to us. And he makes me feel like an asshole.
Yeah, but did you hear how he was crying in that phone message?
That was a fake cry, Mole.
I don't know.
So what we'll do
figure
is you and I will talk, and we'll decide what happens with Perry.
Who are we talking about?
Perry.
Rocker Rocker or Skidmaster?
Perry. Okay, Perry. Fight for your life. What do you got to say to us?
I really... Thank you, Don, and I thank you, Mole, and I thank you, Mary Jane. I am guiltier than sin, and you may say that, not to blame Salvador, but I blame Salvador.
Okay,
because
I'm
going to
stop
me.
Right there. Stop right there. You're a man of your own free will.
Okay.
Okay, bullshit. You listened to him because you wanted to hear him. You wanted to do that. That's not his fault.
He.
There's nothing Salvador could say to me that would make me walk away from the podcast. Nothing. Because I'm smart enough to understand. That was you. Stop blaming him. Talk to us.
All right. I'm going to stop blaming Sal. Now it's my chance to gain strength back from you guys. I was a fool to do what I did last Sunday. I should have not let him keep me in San Pedro till 4, 5, 6 o'clock at night. I should have told him immediately when it was 2 o'clock that we had to be back in Burbank by 3. But he kept helping me, or not helping me, but he kept, you know, farting around and doing this and doing that to keep me out in San Pedro till 6 o'clock at night, which really pissed me off. But I knew I was wrong, and I didn't want to blame it all on Sal, so I used Eric as an scapegoat, and I called in to you guys by saying, or text messaged you by saying that I'm going up to Big Bear like a dumb fuck. I had to lie about what about where
God.
I was.
Yeah, he used God.
And I didn't. No.
You said you were going.
No, I was
yes,
going
you
with.
Did.
We
you
were
said.
Doing AC tech work.
You
know, Eric,
told me the Jehovah Witness.
I said
Witness.
Eric Swanson wanted me to go up to Big Bear because he had AV tech work that I would, that he wanted me to help him out with, that I was going to be an assistant. Not he's Eric Swanson is a Jehovah's Witness. It was not. It had nothing to do with any Jehovah Witness.
Okay, what do you think?
Stuff
is
had nothing to do with.
Have you heard enough?
Yeah. It's the same thing over and over.
It really is.
And it's not bringing Nathaniel back.
If this Nathaniel person, I feel very bad and very sorry for. This person's not going to come back. I mean,
Vance,
I was...
Way to rub it in. Way to rub it in, dude.
You're a dreadful human being. A child passed away.
His last words were, "I really want to go to Not Scary Farms." And then he said, "My brain feels like it's going to explode." And then guess what? His brain exploded.
Do you think if he would have gone to Not Scary Farm, do you think he'd still be with us today?
I will never know.
He might have tried. Look, he said he wanted to go, and then his brain exploded. Just because he said he wanted to go doesn't mean you were going to get him there before his
brain
exploded.
Okay, let me ask you this, Perry. What if the pressure for Nathaniel home was so crazy that it put that added pressure on him that made his head explode? And if he'd had the relaxation of Not Scary Farm, he could have been alive today. So in a way, Perry, your fuck-up killed a child.
It was not my fuck-up.
I don't know.
But you gotta admit, you did kill a child.
I didn't kill nobody.
And he used God's name to lie to us.
So go ahead, do your stuff.
Oh, Christ.
And try to convince us that you should be part of the show. Maybe tell us what you do for the show, because I don't know. Is this all you have to say to defend
yourself?
You know,
I don't know. I'm so nervous and so scared. I don't know what to say. I'm so fucked up.
Scaredy Perry.
You know what?
I poisoned myself by screwing
myself
over.
Let me just say this. The early polls show that your little speech there didn't do much for you. Mole.
Yeah, where's the Scare Master again?
Okay, he's not here yet. What we're going to do is we're going to call him. But what we've got going today is, and we're going to call Perry
in
the...
When we hang out and stuff.
What's that?
I like it more when we hang out. Like, you know what? I had that pocket fisherman. I can't really pass the pocket fisherman at Scare Master when he's on the phone.
Oh, right. Because what we're going to do is we're going to call Perry, though, and this is what's the interesting point. Perry checked into the hospital. So, it's not funny. So what we're going to do is we're going to have this interview. We're going to try and bring guests on the show, and it's all Perry from the hospital. Perry?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don and Mole from the podcast.
You know, it's Mole, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, you, dude.
I'm in the psych ward.
All right, but Perry, let's do this, okay? Let's explain what happened. You're in the hospital. You're in the psych ward, correct? And you want no visitors.
I'm not taking visitors. I'm not allowing anybody to know
which hospital I'm in.
It's Kaiser, though, right?
Maybe.
Can we send flowers?
What?
Can we send flowers?
You're not sending shit. You don't know where I am, and I'm not going to allow anybody to know where I am.
But I do know where you are.
I don't even look. Look, number one, I'm going to hang up if you fuck with me.
Nobody's...
I don't even have... My cousin doesn't know where the fuck I am.
Okay, let's just drop... Let's just...
My cousin knows where I am.
Okay, we'll drop it.
I don't even know where I am. She's fucking
all right,
mad.
We'll drop it. It's just...
Why are you so mad, dude?
We just wanted to send flowers. Nobody's going to come and visit you. I'm sorry.
Why? Leave me the fuck alone!
Okay.
Hey, dude, do you remember when you messed your neck up when you had your surgery?
Yeah. What about it?
Do you remember we visited you?
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
But that was a completely different situation. This is fucking... I'm fucked right now, so leave me the fuck alone!
Okay, we're going to. Perry, settle down. Nobody's trying to do anything to you. Please. Nobody, we're right here. We're just... Settle down.
We're on because we care about you,
absolutely,
buddy.
We care a great deal. That's why we're calling you. That's why we're trying to...
And we're worried about you, too.
Yeah. But Perry, so what happened exactly? How did you end up in the hospital? Please...
What did I tell you?
What's that?
What did I tell you? I had a little bit of a breakdown.
Okay, but
you
what...
Did. Is this after the space shuttle?
Breakdown. Christ, you're fucking... Stupid.
Okay.
No, because last we heard you were going to go see the space shuttle.
Right. That's what
not
you...
Not in Venice.
You went down to see the space shuttle, and something happened from there.
Yeah, I saw the shuttle. I was with Dan for a while, and then I came home, and I had a little bit of a breakdown.
Why? What happened, buddy? Did someone say something?
No, I'm just... Listen, I'm going to go, okay?
No, Perry, we're in the middle of the show.
I can't handle this right now, okay? We'll talk later, all right? Take care.
Skimmer, sir.
What?
What are you having for lunch today?
What I have for lunch today? I had a ham sandwich.
What do you get for dinner?
Don't worry about it.
We're going to bring you dinner.
No, I got to hang up.
Okay.
The doctor said to hang up. I got to go.
Okay, bye. I'd like to know what happened in that hospital. You have some ideas of what happened.
Well, the one thing I remember is when I got in there, when I first got in, I filled out a bunch of papers, and before I was...
You went in there voluntarily?
Yes.
And you said that you were going to kill yourself?
I went in, yeah, I was suicidal. I said I was going to kill myself because of this thing that I'm doing.
Okay, what is this thing that you're doing? Because I heard that you're blaming it on me.
I blame you for everything.
Yes, you do. And it's a little unfair.
I agree.
But you told me in the hospital numerous things.
I don't remember what I said.
All right.
How many times did I talk to you while I was in the hospital?
Let's say you weren't the nicest person, but we spoke a few times.
Really?
Because I was...
I can only remember one phone call.
There was numerous.
Jesus.
Okay. Now, you said you... A couple times, you woke up in a padded cell?
Right.
In a straitjacket?
Right.
Do you know why that happened?
Because I was beating the shit out of that fucking doctor.
Why?
Because he's fucking stuck. He stuck Thorazine in me.
Right, so he put the drug that you didn't
want
in.
Yeah, Thorazine didn't want. I'm allergic to that fucking drug. It made me fucking 5 times stronger than my normal strength. I picked the fucking guy up off the ground like he was nothing.
Wow. All right, so you went through some problems there. Now let's get Mole on the line.
Hey, dude.
Mole! Guess who I got here?
Hey, Mole.
Hey, how are you doing? How do you feel, buddy?
I'm having problems with my memory. I don't remember a lot of things that went on while I was... While I admitted myself in the hospital and stuff, I remember.
Now, why did you go to the hospital? Did you break your neck skateboarding again?
No. He went in and he's telling me the story. They tried to change his medication, and he choked the doctor.
Why? Were you stressed out?
I had a little breakdown. Kind of flipped
out. Why did you have a breakdown?
Just too many problems.
What were the problems, buddy? Talk to me. This is the Big Three talking. Why were you having problems that made you have a breakdown?
I don't even remember that, Mole. I'm dead serious. There's just so much crazy shit going on in my life right now. I don't remember what I went into the hospital for.
One funny thing that happened in the hospital, Perry was telling me, is that they tried to put some... What did they put in your arm the first day in there? Did you stuff your face?
It wasn't in my arm. It was in my shoulder. It was Thorazine.
And how'd you handle that?
I got extremely strong, grabbed the doctor by the throat and picked him up off the ground and made his face turn red.
Oh, my God. We got to give you Michelle and see what you do.
Scared the shit out of me and him, as well as a couple of male nurses that grabbed my arms and the other one put me in a chokehold.
Wait a second. Maybe they accidentally gave you Hulk serum.
Do you think they were trying to make you become the Hulk?
I don't know, but, see,
scary
Thorazine for most people...
My gamma rays turns into the Hulk. Is it a scary Perry Hulk? Hulk.
Thorazine, I've had problems with the same drug years ago. All right?
Have any movies played in your mind when you were in the mental institution?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Is that a joke?
Serious.
You saw that movie when you were...
Yeah, that was the only movie that was played in the rec room.
So, in the rec room of the psych ward, the only movie they played was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That seems incredibly insensitive.
It's hilarious.
Did you make any friends when you were in there?
No. No, I just didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you know what?
Even during group meeting, man, group meeting was a joke.
Why?
Because people wanted to be friendly with me, and I was fucking a bastard. I was a bastard.
You weren't having it.
I was furious, man. I didn't want to... I said to myself, and I told everybody, I go, I put myself here, and I don't even know why I came here. Then again, I do know why I came here, because of, I don't even want to say it on the show, but,
Let me ask you this. When you were in there during the meetings, did people recognize you from the movie Windy City Heat? Anybody?
My nurse.
She recognized you?
Yeah, well, okay. Okay, her name is Debbie, but we called her, I originally, because it was Demerol that I was getting, and it was the liquid Demerol, it's a cocktail, there's alcohol and all sorts of other garbage in there, to give me twice a day, once in the morning before breakfast and once around 6 or 7 at night. I can't keep that prescription with me because of my suicidal antics and shit. So my cousin brings it to me in the morning as he goes to work, and when he's on his way home from work, he stops by and gives me my cocktail at my house. So
how long's that been going on?
Since I got home yesterday.
Oh, so it's just now.
Yeah, just started.
Oh, dude, are you on suicide watch?
Kinda.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I mean, literally, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think the words were perfect that you used, Mole. That is crazy. It's time right now for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Dear Big Three, I'm back once again with my report on new info, what I'm finding to be one of the worst people that I've ever been around or have ever had to deal with. I have a reason to believe that the filthy Italian gypsy may have been lying about going into the Kaiser Permanente psych ward. I have people looking at to see what is becoming a once-a-week occurrence of catching the gypsy fib master and another one of his nonstop lies. Anyway, if you need my help in any way, I'm always there for you. Big Three. Hugh A. Craig III.
Who the hell is that?
He's been writing.
He's the guy who's been writing the Perry leaks.
You know what, Hugh? I think that we're going to call you our little snippet over there. Or what do you think it would be a good name?
No, I don't know what it's...
All right, we'll think of a nickname for Hugh, and we always appreciate your information.
Oh, here we go.
And I would be interested to see if Perry was in the hospital or not. Were you in the hospital for 12 days?
Do I have to talk about it?
I think you should.
I think I shouldn't.
You don't Why? Have to if you don't want
I
to.
I don't want to.
Why Thank not? You. Would you at least address the issue of this guy says he might have information that claims that you weren't even in the hospital?
Aha, Jacuse.
First off, who's this guy, one?
That's Hugh H. Craig III. He's the guy.
He's the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, dude. You got to give him some credibility.
The editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
He's the guy that went into your bank account, things like that. So he found out a lot of interesting.
So that's the guy that's been, whatchamacallit, hacking into my stuff.
I don't think he's hacked into lately because I told him not to anymore. But he said he found some information about the possibility about you not going to the hospital. And I think that would be best, and I really mean this, if you didn't go, I think, you know, to come clean right now would be the best thing to do instead of waiting for later when everyone finds out and then they hate you for lying and lying and lying
again. All right, I'll come clean.
What do you mean?
I'll come clean.
What do you mean you'll come clean?
You want me to come clean? I'll come clean.
What?
Yeah, you guys have caught me in a lie. This is like the biggest lie I've ever told in ages. What? Because I'm the worst when it comes to holding down a lie.
What?
I have the hardest trouble being able to tell a lie and keep a lie. Because
you're a truthful guy.
Because I'm a truthful guy.
That's
Thank
what we
you
know you
much.
As. We know you as the guy that never lied. So you never went to the hospital?
No.
So in the rec room that you went in the psych ward of the Kaiser Permanente, they were not playing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest on a loop, like you said earlier.
It does seem especially insensitive for the people who program the films to dig up a Milos Forman movie from the 70s that's about mental illness and play that in a psych ward.
It does seem a little weird, but that did
it was
not
playing in my psych ward.
So Perry, what does that mean? So you didn't go into the hospital and say you were going to commit suicide?
No. I played a stupid, lying game on planet Earth because I was looking for sympathy. I was in a bad state of mind that one day, the day the fucking shuttle flew over.
The day the music died.
Okay, if you want to call it
that. Shuttle flew over, okay.
The shuttle flew over. I was going through some mental shit. I dropped off my friend. I left, and just some mental shit's going through my head. And I just said, I can't handle it no more. I'm done.
So you lied to us and made us feel bad.
I lied to everybody. I lied to you guys.
All
I lied to fucking Lisa. I lied to her.
You never got Thor medicine.
Are you on medication?
I'm on medicine, but I'm not on the medication that I'm allergic to.
You were never given that.
So you never choked
I
the doctor
I wasn't given
out.
That this time, but it was given to me before.
Yeah, years ago, some other thing that you went to. You went to-
Almost
Look,
like-
I've been in the hospital.
Well, yeah, everyone's been in the hospital.
Stupid, shut your fucking mouth.
You were in the hospital because you broke your neck skateboarding. Not
Twice.
Because you got given Thor medicine.
Thorazine
you got
was given
in the hospital
to me.
Because of your broken
Thorazine
skateboarding
was given
neck
to
twice.
Me
Not this time. You
in,
didn't get any
when
Thor
I was
medicine.
In the mental institution
this time. Yeah, but
back
you
in
just
the
weren't.
80s.
Yeah, but that was the
back
80s.
In the
80s. That was
okay.
the 80s, but this isn't the 80s.
No.
This is now, dude. You didn't get Thor medicine and you didn't break your neck skateboarding again.
That was a couple years ago.
All right. Well, then maybe you lied about that, too. Maybe you've lied about all these hospitals. Maybe. Oh, really? Maybe you never even did a commercial for Alvarado Hospital.
Is that true? Randy Callen is a made-up figure in your mind?
Please.
It's another hospital lie.
If Randy Callahan was a made-up figure, then the gay shit would have never even happened.
Well, then maybe it's just your way of coping with it. Maybe that's just your way of
Then every fucking extra role I've done was fake. I never did any of them, okay?
And then Windy City, he was fake.
That was real. Why was that real?
No, I don't know.
Why was Windy City Heat real? Because you and I were in that movie. It's on DVD.
Maybe it's just one of those shared experiences where we all have the same mental thing going on.
You think
maybe
so?
Maybe that pipe that you have in your hand, man, is fake.
Oh, yeah? Really, Scaremaster? I don't think you
maybe
should
maybe that fucking smoke that's coming out of your mouth
when you
is
were sitting
fake,
there
man.
Lying to us when we were... Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
And you know what? Again, you guys, I apologize.
Look at this.
From the bottom of my heart,
I'm sticking my left index finger at you, and I'm scraping the top of it with my right index finger like that.
And you're pushing all the shit off your finger into my face.
It's almost like you're saying,
shame
on you, Perry.
Everybody knows your name, Scaremaster.
So, Perry, this entire time, you were fucking with us.
Yeah.
You were fucking with us?
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it at all.
Well, you know what? This is what we got to do. We got to put up with it, Mole, because you know what?
He's the best?
No, it's not that he's the best.
We love him. He's our buddy.
No.
He's the mental institution?
No, because Perry, this is his thing. This is his big thing. And you know what? If we didn't have this, we would have nothing. Wait a second. I'm completely wrong. We have plenty of things. Where this is the only thing Perry has going for him. Well, keep doing it, Perry. It will be over soon. And to the people out there, I say this from the bottom of my heart. I'm really sorry for what Perry did. And I'm sorry that you poured your emotions into something. You know what? I don't think Perry's ever going to understand what the fuck he does.
You know, I'm not a big time liar.
This week you are. You're the biggest time liar in the town this
week. Okay, I lied about the fucking hospital thing because I was stupid and I wanted some fucking sympathy for something dumb. What did I do? I put my fucking foot in my mouth.
You sure did.
Yeah, you did. But that's fine, Perry. You can do it. You can do anything you want, right?
But
right,
it went
Mo?
On for a long
but
time.
But that
lie went on for a long time.
How long? 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's a long time to be lying to people.
Yeah, especially when everyone's depending upon you because we're trying to do a job.
I mean, that 2 weeks to lie to someone, Scaremaster. Could you imagine us sitting there and lying to you and just fabricating some bullshit scenario just forever, trying to just say this is what the reality is.
I would want no part of that. I would want no part of that. Let's just move on. We've got to put up with it because you're Perry, right?
That's right.
Exactly. Because you're better than us. We
better.
We have all the time in the world to fuck around.
Better get
with this.
A bucket. I'm going to vomit.
Yeah. Thanks, Perry. Thanks. I don't think you understand how much this hurts us, especially me.
I'm sorry.
I expect this sort of stuff from Vince in the sound room, but you're my best friend.
How can I be your best friend? I don't even know where the fuck you live.
You're like the boy who cried Crazy Wolf.
Right.
I'm already.
How about when you really do go to a mental institution, be like, oh, sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm really going to kill myself this time. Sure you are.
They're
giving me Thor medicine. Right.
The more I get away from the announcement, the more I feel like, my God, what the fuck is going on here?
You know what's the set? Can I say something?
Guys, can I ask a favor?
Yeah, what?
Sure.
Please do not make any more announcements about this Scaremaster thing
you,
that I did to you guys.
You're lying about being injured or being messed up is so uncool because that's what friends do. You know what? Let me tell you something. You're joking about going to the hospital. I was in the hospital today, okay?
It's scary.
Look, I cut my hand. I was making a mortadella sandwich.
And you cut your finger?
Yep.
No fun.
That's like me
lying. That was a joke there.
You know what happened was there was a hurricane.
Oh, it's crazy.
Hurricane Sandwich.
Sandy.
That's the short abbreviated
Superstorm Sandy is what they were calling it on the news.
We didn't call it there in the pit of it. We had a different name.
What'd you guys call it?
Satan's Breath.
It was disgusting.
It was maybe the worst thing I'd ever been involved
really
in.
Really gross.
The subway system was flooded out.
15 feet of water in the subway.
Well, you know, how many people did they say passed away?
A lot. The ones that I saw die were from the carpet of rats that flooded out of the subway system and just
crazy.
Consuming all those people in China.
They say 100, but I swear I saw at least 200 myself gasping for life. They looked to me for help. I'm a natural leader, so they were looking to me for help, and I did everything I could.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to all people who have friends and family who are affected in any way by that terrible tragedy. I mean, I know that is that Scaremaster doesn't believe in helping other people in charity.
Oh, absolutely not. You know what? F you.
Charity's not your thing.
F you.
Your thing, you bet.
I paid my money. I paid all the money in my skateboard account to the charity. I gave it all to them.
How much was that?
$2,500.
You gave $2,500?
Yes. My whole fucking account.
Your skateboard?
My whole
charity?
Skateboard account.
You gave?
I gave all the money to charity.
What charity?
Why?
Red Cross.
You should have kept some of it for gas.
I gave it all for. I gave all my skateboard money to the charity.
Who told you to do that?
I did.
You told yourself?
I did.
Were you in a stern voice when you told yourself to do that? Or were you kind of like,
just,
hey.
I was just in a.
Kind of like
a
passive,
nice, warm, lovable.
Nice, hey, Perry, maybe you better do this.
Let me ask you a question, Scare Master. You're not afraid that they're just trying to scam you for some dough? Because people do that.
It went straight to Red Cross.
I know, but send it to the right thing. Because, you know, a lot of people.
It did go to the right thing.
A lot of people and organizations try to scam money off the government or whatever with fake accents or whatever.
People like that are the scum of the earth. The people that try to rip off the government that's trying to help us. You know what really pisses me off? The people that scam the government by saying that they can't work, those are the people that piss me off.
That's what Scaremaster.
They're just
does,
lazy pieces.
You know what?
Shit.
Go fuck yourself.
No, I'm saying you can't work. You say you're the government, you can't work. So give me money. You give me the body. Give me the body.
$10 shout out.
Dear Big Three, well, our friend Perry turned 49 this past week. Usually that'd be a time for celebration, and I'm sure that if it wasn't for Perry's religion that says there should be no joy in the life of their prisoners, today's podcast would celebrate his big day. I just want to say that lying gypsy rat is in the perfect religion for him because he doesn't deserve any joy in his life after his lie from last week's podcast.
Lie?
Well, I'm reading on. Let me
Whatever.
Read on. Can I read on?
Go on.
And then we'll see if you did. Perry has done plenty of stupid things that make no sense, like suing people that got him into movies and continuing to listen to the moron that gave him the advice to do that. That's just stupidity at its highest level. But claiming that he gave $2,500 to the Red Cross to help Hurricane Sandy victims is just an evil, evil lie. I want to hear what kind of excuse this despicable Navajo gypsy is going to have for this one. Again, what pisses me off is that you guys enable this Navajo gypsy, and I promise that I will find any and all information to bring him down. And again, I don't think he's ever denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, Hugh A. Craig III, Editor-in-Chief of Perry Leaks. Well, the big issue that Hugh makes here is the $2,500 to the Red Cross.
That is all my funds.
You gave all that money.
Scary Perry skateboards.
You have a receipt from that.
On my PayPal account.
You should
Can we
really...
go ahead and open that up and let me have the password?
No, you're not going to get...
I just
fucking
need your password. Your
eBay, motherfucker! You're not going to get
just,
my fucking password!
Come on, man.
Password.
I got my phone. Just give me your social.
God damn!
I got the DOB.
You fucking nosy, despicable...
Excuse me.
Trying
to help you out. I got 4G.
Password.
I got all my bars going. I'm trying to help you out. Just give me the password and your soch. I got
Here's
the DOB.
Here's my password.
I got the address.
Fuck you.
Hey, let's
that's
do
an easy one. Anyway, so what is the deal? So you won't mind next week at least bringing a printed copy of your donation to the Red Cross? Because now people are going to be really upset.
You're not getting copies.
I was out there. I saw what was going on. And I'm telling you, there was devastation.
Everywhere.
Right.
That's why I took all my money and I gave it over to you guys.
And if you didn't give it to us.
You guys over there on the East Coast.
So is there a way to prove that?
It's got to be on my receipt.
All right. Well, then you bring that receipt next week so I can get you off the hook because I think a lot of people, especially.
All right, $25.
What?
I gave $25.
But you said you gave $2,500.
There were two zeros at the end.
So you lied?
Okay, I said $2,500. When I meant $25.
So Hugh A. Craig is right.
So when you were saying that you gave all the money that you ever made.
That's all my skateboard money, though. I have no more money in the account.
You have $25 in there.
I paid into them.
No, but you said you paid $2,500.
Okay, so I added a couple zeros.
I'd like to see the $25. Yeah. Show me a receipt from
that. That would be interesting. I really...
Okay, you want to see a $25 receipt?
Yeah, I'd like to see a receipt for the $25.
Okay.
Bring it next week.
Okay.
Or damn you to hell. This past weekend when we normally tape the show, Perry, I'm laughing because it is so funny. What Perry did is he forgot to tell anybody that he was leaving town. Oh, that's funny as shit. Anyway, so what we did, when you called him Thursday afternoon, I believe.
No, I got a call at six, around 6-ish, a little bit before, a little after 6 p.m. on Thursday, an emergency phone call.
Emergency phone call.
From Sammy saying we got to go to Chicago in an hour.
Really? And why? That seems a little weird.
Well, it was an emergency, so.
Okay, all right. Well, before we get on to that, this is the way I look at it. The only thing that you have going in your life is this show. It's a payday. I've told you many times the plan. Oh, really? It's not going to happen?
No, I'm just.
Okay,
I'm just,
this is a job.
I'm rolling my eyes because it's like you think my life is nothing but this. And
tell me one other thing that you have.
I'm not saying shit.
What else do you have? What else do you have as far as work? Future employment.
I don't have any future employment.
That's exactly right. So this is a job. Let's just try to define this. This is a job, correct? But what?
You're always saying that this is the only thing in my life.
Perry, it is. And I'm tired of your fucking horse shit.
My horse shit?
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about when you say my horse shit.
Okay, well, you have a job, and you didn't call anybody.
I called Nick.
When?
Right after Sammy and I were on the phone.
Okay, all right. Well, I
right after, right before I jumped in the shower before Sammy picked me up.
Okay, and why did you have to go?
Private family matter.
What could possibly be a private matter that you fucking ditched your job?
Ditched my job?
Yeah, you ditched your job.
All
right, well, you know what? I said the next time you miss a show, you lose 1% of every dime you get through this show. So from now on, you're at 1%. Next time you fuck up, it's 2%. And that's coming out of everything. So you, from now on, if you get $10, you only get $9.90. Okay? Number one. Mary Jane, you were going to say something.
It must have been a very severe matter because a flight for one person to Chicago is generally around $200 to $300 if bought ahead of time. But on the last minute, it's like $1,000 each person.
Yeah, exactly.
Look.
So I don't know who had that money for the emergency.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't believe a fucking thing you're saying. That's first of all. And I'm going to do everything I can to find out the fucking truth. And if I find out, we're done.
Fine.
Okay? And the look on your face is saying that you might be lying. Here's my way of thinking. You're too stupid to even fucking put a story together. And all you're doing is this. I can't talk about it. Sammy said I can't talk about it. Now, if there was a funeral, hey, someone was sick, you could have made up anything. But my true belief is, and this is what I think, that those guys told you to come out. How come you can't look at me when I say that?
Okay, I'll look at you eye to eye.
Yeah, okay.
Straight through.
Were you with those guys in Chicago? Yes or no?
I'll tell you right out that weekend.
Were you with them at all?
No.
Okay.
Again. Mind your own business.
But why isn't it my business? We're talking about our personal lives and pop culture. This is our personal lives.
Fuck off!
Why?
Fuck off!
What did I do? What did I do?
There's no more personal lives! God damn it!
See, last week...
See, now my personal life
What happened with your personal life?
My life is private!
What's happening in your private life?
Don't worry about it!
Well, what's going with the lawsuits with your family?
None of your fucking business!
Well, what's going on with Nick is staying at your place and talking on the phone on the balcony to Dan? What's going on with that?
Okay, let me just say one thing. You know what I think it is?
My mouth is shut!
All right, why don't you tell us about your personal life?
This is what I'm starting to think. I think he's overdoing it on other things because he's still trying to hide something else, and he doesn't.
Hide nothing.
Oh, where were you last week?
No. I was in Chicago.
What were you doing there?
What were you?
No more comments about that.
What were you doing in Chicago?
You know about it, and if he wants,
what about the fans? What about the fans? Don't you?
I don't care.
Don't you?
It's nobody's business.
It's your personal.
It's nobody's business. I'm out of here.
If you break that,
fucking
sit down, please.
God damn it! I'm
Sit down. Harry, sit down. If you break it,
here, hold this, please. Hold this.
You're gonna sit what the fuck you? Down.
You fucking down. Psychopath.
Wow, Skip has a good energy. But good energy.
Who woke up on the wrong side of the bed today?
I've got way too many. I'm sorry.
You got way too many what?
Problems.
Yeah, well.
Okay,
everything's everybody's fault but ours. You fucking skip out on the show. We're a half a year away from being done with this thing, you fuck. And all I say to you is show up. Then you come up, you don't say anything. You tell me a reason that I don't understand why you couldn't just tell us, hey, this is what happened. Because I think that there's somebody lying.
Hey, I think you might as well shut your mouth.
Hey, Scaremaster, why did you go to Chicago?
You threatening me again? Then
Come on, buddies. Hey, listen.
You threaten me all the time.
Yeah,
oh,
great
show
today. We got Nick hanging out. Man, no, James here. Do.
Hey, Wolfie's here.
Wolfie's here.
Hey, Perry, tell me what's the problem.
Yeah, why don't you tell Wolfie what you did in Chicago?
Oh, listen. I've got a relative that passed, and I was never supposed to mention that person's name.
You don't have to mention their name. All you had to do is say, hey, I've got a funeral I got to go to. But
family
you
funeral?
Made it a big deal.
Scaremaster, another death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another death.
Maybe that's what's going on.
They're stacking up like cordwood. Yeah. My God. What did he do? Snored? Okay, let me ask you this. How was the weather in Chi-Town? Because it's
mid-70s.
It's been hot here, huh?
If you really went to Chicago, you'd probably have a plane ticket, right?
I don't have a plane ticket.
Why not?
Not anymore.
Why not?
Sammy had kept everything.
Oh, really? You have
Would
nothing?
You fly? What airline?
God, it was late at night. I think United.
United. So you went into...
What was the flight number?
I don't remember these fucking things. Jesus.
You didn't go into O'Hare, though, did you?
No, Midway.
Oh, because... No, United doesn't fly Midway. They go O'Hare. So
yeah,
it wasn't United.
So it wasn't United for sure.
I don't remember.
Seems like a lot of holes in this
Dude,
story.
Dude, guys, stop
asking me. What were you doing there
anyway?
I'm just saying
I'm
this.
Done. I'm done. The show's over.
No, it's not.
Scaremaster, who died in Chi-Town?
Deanna.
Deanna.
Deanna. I thought you weren't supposed to say her name.
Deanna Caramello?
No last names I'm going to give out.
No last names.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because you're getting too involved in something I wasn't even supposed to allow you guys to know about.
But let
Why
me
not?
Ask you this.
It's a matter of public record.
Right.
Just got to look up the obituaries in Chicago to find Deanna.
Oh, trust me, we will, too. And like I said before, I gave you a chance last week to tell
I'm sure Deanna died last week in Chi-Town. It's terrible that she died. She must have been really young and vibrant still, with a name like that.
No comments.
Was she old and decrepit?
Here's the thing that I have the problem with, and I'll be honest with you. All we tried to do... Just do a podcast.
Fuck me over.
Fuck. How did we fuck you over?
By bugging me and bugging me.
By
and bugging
you
me and bugging
and
me.
By you skipping out.
Who
and
died? Where'd you go? Well, what airline'd you go on?
You know, because I want to catch you in a lie, and I will. I offer this.
You offer this?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to offer. I need to find out if Perry was lying.
I just don't feel good.
Why
what
don't
happened,
you feel
buddy?
Good?
Did something happen in Chicago that you want to talk about?
No!
What did you do in Chicago besides go to the funeral?
Did you get a pizza? Did you get a deep dish pizza?
Oh, God.
What did you eat when you were there? Just tell us that.
Don't fucking bother
no,
me about
there's
it.
There's got to be the place in
Stop
Chicago.
Don't bother me about it!
I feel like I got to get some hot dogs.
You know what it seems
I
like?
Get a char dog and a deep dish.
It seems like when that is mentioned, it seems like he goes
It drives me nuts because it's very sad, okay?
Well, okay, but you know.
And I don't want to fucking bring it up anymore.
Well, here's a question. Then will you answer one question?
Maybe.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you called Nick about 6 o'clock.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday, saying that you had to leave within an hour.
And I got picked up.
Okay. Now, to me, I don't know. I don't know if they had a funeral that quick or what they did, but you would have thought that you would have had a little bit more time than that. And it almost seems that you waited till the last second because something else was going on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I wish you could be honest with us.
He's totally... Listen, Scaremaster would swear on his mother's eternal soul that he was in Chicago last week.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do that. On the love of your mother.
On the love of my mom, I swear that I was in Chi-Town last week.
Now, what did you eat there?
Oh, fuck. Eggs.
Oh, they're the best.
Italian eggs.
Roast beef at the train station.
You got roast beef at the train station? The train station? What is that? Is that
a
restaurant?
Why are we at the train station?
Brent, what difference does it make?
Because you blew...
And you know, when you go from one place to the next, sometimes it's quicker.
Okay,
to...
we're just asking you questions. Perry, you seem like
you're getting... I'm very uptight about a lot of things right now.
About Chicago? What happened in Chicago?
Don't worry about what happened in Chicago.
What did you do there? What did you do?
You know what I did there!
No, no, we just know you ate a Subway beef.
It's over! Don't ask another fucking question!
Can I ask one more question?
No more questions!
Can I ask one more? No.
Spit it out and you'll know if I answer it or not.
You never answered the first question. Why are you moving?
Because I'm done. No. Show's over.
Can I ask a question?
Shoot.
Thanks. Scaremaster, when you said you were eating hot beef in the subway, in the train station, was that a euphemism?
Oh, fucking, just go fuck yourself.
No, I'm saying you're like, hey, I'm hanging out in the train station getting some hot beef.
I didn't say hot beef. I said roast beef.
Okay, whatever. I don't know what your lingo is.
Your lying has chased investors away.
My lying about what?
Okay, let's go through.
What am I lying about?
Okay, let's go through a couple of your lies. You lied about Chicago.
I didn't lie about Chicago.
Oh, you're a fucking liar, Perry. There's some lie in there. What happened in Chicago, Perry? Last chance to tell the truth. Because now people are leaving us because of your lies. You have a chance to get these people back by telling the truth.
Oh, grab that chance.
All right, fuck it. Nothing happened. I stayed home. I was not feeling good, and I just didn't want to do anything but stay in bed.
And you made up this story about going to Chicago.
I made a story up.
So Deanna's alive? She's alive?
Perry, I don't even completely believe that.
Cold-hearted.
Okay, well, yes, he is.
She let us think she was dead this whole time? What kind of animal?
Answer his question.
I'm an animal, okay? I'm a fucking animal. Yeah, I didn't feel good that week. I didn't want to be bothered.
Perry, stop right there. I do believe that there was a lie about Deanna or whatever her name was because you couldn't even say her name right.
It was Auntie Deanna.
You lied about that. But I don't believe you stayed home. Now, I'm going to give you one last chance to tell me the God's honest truth. The truth.
I didn't go anywhere.
Perry.
I'm going to look you eye to eye and I'm going to tell you straight out. Because, okay, I lied because I was not feeling good that weekend. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to even get out of my fucking apartment because of how shitty I felt. Because I know how pissed off you get when I don't show up here sick or not sick. I remember that one time when I had a fucking 102 degree temperature and you kept wailing on me.
What have you got to do, Perry? I don't miss a day of work. I don't
even
miss
even when
a
you have a fucking even, temperature?
I haven't missed a day of work. I've worked on Jimmy Kimmel for over 10 and a half years now. I've never missed
Congratulations.
One day. Never missed a day. I've been sick many times. I've not missed one fucking podcast. Even when I'm sick, I edit the fuck out of these things, and I put them out.
You're amazing.
It takes hours upon hours. Okay, well, Perry, the point is that all you have to do is come here for a short period of time. Now, Perry, I'm going to ask you one last time, and if you lie to me, I will hate you, and I will make sure wherever we are, if we're in the middle of the movie and I find out you're lying, I will stop right there and quit.
If you want, I'll even let you call Sammy and ask Sammy.
Well, Sammy was your liar before when you were saying that you went to Chicago.
No, I'll even tell Sam where...
What lie to stick to this time?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Perry, I'm asking you one last time. What happened on your fake trip to Chicago?
I just told you I didn't want to go anywhere.
Okay, so you stayed the entire weekend because it was on Thursday that you said you were going, and you said you couldn't.
Thursday,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday. You couldn't come any day. Well, you piece of
shit.
I
actually didn't go anywhere.
I don't.
I was talking to Sam, and I said to Sam,
I gave you a chance.
He did. And Scaremaster, remember when he said he gave you a chance? That was your chance.
Well, there you have it. Four huge lies by the Scaremaster. Now, you say you never lie, but But that proves that you did.
I do not.
Well,
never.
Okay.
Lie.
Well, there's four times. There's four times you did.
Okay. Me saying I never lie
is a lie.
Wrong.
That would be the fifth lie in this show.
Look, everybody fibs, lies, whatever.
Not everybody.
You're not Jesus Christ.
No, okay? I'm not. I'm not.
So
Jesus Christ and I are
man.
And I are not the same. Well, he wasn't a perfect man.
He was perfect.
If he had a job that paid more, he was a carpenter. What do they make?
He was.
Okay, a perfect job is a multimillionaire that continues to do the right things. By God's word. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, let's not get into religion. More fights start because of religion.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so you, during the playing of those tapes, you kept wanting to tell me something. You were saying that you had a thought. What was your thought?
I just can't believe what it just slipped in my head. Oh, crap.
All right, you walked in here, you were out there, you were thinking. What was the last thing you were thinking?
What was I thinking, MJ? Do you remember? Mole cutting my hair. Can't allow it.
What do you mean you can't allow it?
Look, one time, this is years ago, when I first met Sheila and Sheila started doing my hair, I let somebody else cut my hair.
Right.
In between my
right.
stuff.
Exactly.
Sheila. All right. And this person that cut my hair was somebody from Supercuts, some girl that I thought was cute and that I liked that I met at TGI Fridays.
Right. Okay.
Blah, blah,
understand.
Blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, she did a shitty job.
Okay.
And I went back to Sheila. To
exactly.
Fix it.
Okay. That's two different things. Here's the difference. If we took your hair that was cut by Mole, put into a bag, it would hold some value. That's what we're going to do. Mole is going to cut your hair. I think you should shave your head like me.
Nope.
Okay, anyway. Well, here's what came about, and I haven't told you about this during the show, because as you know, on our last show, we heard from Mole and John Quincy Adams, and I didn't know what was really going on because it was chaos. And they were saying they were escaping from Mole's rehab. I don't know why they would escape. Because
that's ridiculous.
All right, well, and the thing that's really ridiculous, he was in there voluntarily. He didn't have any reason to stay. If he wanted to leave, he could leave. Mr. Adams called me from the road because they did escape from the rehab. And I know it. It's crazy. First thought.
Why the fuck are they escaping? Mole needs help. Okay, Mole needs help. All
right? Yes, you're right. Mole does need help. And
I mean, yeah, you and I both know him as a pot smoker here.
I've never seen him smoke pot.
Don't bullshit, okay? You and I both know. All right, there you are. You're lying. Oh, oh, oh.
I was joking. Huge difference.
That's a lie. Oh,
no, it's not a lie. I was before you said that, I said, of course I had seen Mole smoke pot before. I was making a joke because he smoked so
much. That's a lie. Oh! You're a liar.
No.
Oh!
You
lie.
No, your entire show today was dedicated to you lying.
Everybody fibs every once
in a
while.
But you're
okay?
A fucking liar. You've lied the four times that we heard today on the show, and you
Whatever.
Lied after. Anyway, the point is that, Perry, I want to play these messages, and I want your thoughts. If you would, Vince, play that first message.
Hello, 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 Mr. Barnes, pick it up if you're there. Listen, it's Mr. Adams calling. I am I'm out and about, and I'm here with Walter. Walter, come in. Come over here, Walter. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Mr. Adams? I'm sorry, Dr. Adams. Listen, we're not doing that. Who are you talking to? I'm talking. Well, I'm leaving a message for Mr. Barnes. Hold on. Hey, Dan, you know who it is? It's Mole. I'm sorry, it's Dr. Mole. You know what happened? Me and Adams, we stole a couple doctor's outfits and we hit the road. Yes, exactly. We hit the road and we disguised as doctors. We escaped the rehab facility that was holding dear Walter captive. Yeah, that's right. We busted out of there. And guess what? We're just like doctors, just like in Cannonball Run with Burt Reynolds and Jack Elam. Well, all right, I'll be the Jack Elam, but I find myself more as the Farrah Fawcett in that film. I was the one who was lying prone on the stretcher while Jack Elam dug deep into my anus. Hey, that's messed up. That's really mad. That's Farrah Fawcett. That's too soon, dude. Anyway, Dan, what are you doing? Listen, here's a question. If we can get another doctor's outfit, okay? If we can get our hands on another doctor's outfit, you think you'd be willing to join us as Dr. Barnes? Would you be into that? Yes, that's what we need. We need a third. We need to be Adams, Malinsky, and Barnes, or Barnes, Adams, Malinsky. Anyway, I would like to, maybe ABM. ABM, if you know what I mean. Adams, Barnes, Malinsky, yes. I think we open up practice soon. Yes, yes. Hey, Mr. Adams. Hey, listen. Can you write me a prescription? Listen, we have to go. We're on the run for... Mole, put the gun down. Put the gun down. I know we're on the run from the law, but put the gun... He keeps shooting highway signs. Yeah, he keeps freaking me out. He's shooting him. All right, listen. We had enough trouble. Listen. Okay, Mr. Barnes, call us. Just want to know if you want to go into business with us. I think our practice would be wonderful. Hey, practice makes perfect. We're far from perfect. Far from perfect. See you guys.
Okay. First
these
thoughts.
These guys are nuts.
Should I join them?
No.
Why?
They're nuts.
Give me the negative side.
They're fucking nuts.
You said
first
that.
First off, they escaped. It's like two convicts escaping from jail or prison.
Well, not really, because when you're in jail or prison, you have to be there. Mole was there voluntarily.
Look, Mole has a problem. Way worse than you and Mary Jane. Way worse.
What do you mean?
I mean, you guys, you smoke dope, she smokes dope.
What?
Pot, whatever.
Shh. Don't say this on the air. What are you
sorry,
doing?
Cut it out. You guys both smoke.
I just said stop it.
Everybody smoke. Well,
you do? Oh, you want a hit?
No, I'm not going to have a hit.
So, you said everybody smokes.
You're in fucking smog in L.A. That smoked me. All right, now, I'm not having any pot. Do not light up. Do not blow it in my face. You do that, the show is over. I will never smoke. I will never come here again. The show is over if you fucking throw that shit in my face. You are ending my career and the show if you blow it in my face. You just ended... Don Barris has just ended Scary Perry's career as the king of Fright Night comedy.
Oh, come on. Stop being a baby. It was just a little. Anyway, getting back to this real quick. Let's listen to the second part of this, okay?
What, they called again?
They called again. Play that second part.
Mr. Barnes, listen, Dr. Adams calling once more.
Dr. Adams is...
Whilst Walter busies himself in the Circle K, I just wanted to touch base with you. That last call was all over the place. I know there's a lot to comprehend and to absorb, so I just wanted to really just talk to you while he's busy. I'm not crazy about the name of our medical practice. I think we need something snazzy or something like Dr. Dudes or the Cool Cut-Ups. I don't know. I'm thinking more like something cool for like a plastic surgery kind of nip-tuck thing. I see us as that sort of getting in there, Beverly Hills, chopping up old fatty, sucking out the fat. You know what I'm saying. I believe our first patient as the hottest new plastic surgeons on the strip would be a celebrity. This is where Scaremaster comes in. I would like it very much if you can convince him to allow the medical team of Dr. Dudes to take a whack at him and see if we can go ahead and build up his pecs and maybe enlarge his downstairs, if you know what I'm saying.
Never.
Spread it out into a whole den section. You know, hold on. Hey, Mr. Adams, they didn't have any Cool Ranch Corn Nuts, so I got you... Wait, who are you talking to? It's... You know what? It's nothing. It's a wrong number. All right, so listen. Anyway, I'm sorry we don't have any pizza pies, but if we did, I would send one right over, all right? And it would be a large sausage. Yeah, you love that pizza.
What do you think?
They both need to go to jail, if not back into the...
For what? What does Mr. Adams need to go to jail for?
Well, I mean, jail, Camarillo.
You have a personal thing against him because of the fact
Fairview.
He made love to Tom Brennan.
He didn't make love to Tom Brennan. Tom Brennan didn't do that voluntarily.
How do you know?
Tom Brennan was drugged.
Okay.
Tom
if that's
Brennan
the truth,
was
all
drugged.
All right. We'll go with that. Here's the only question I have. If that was true, why didn't Tom Brennan go to the police if he was raped?
Because he wants me out of the system. He doesn't want this. He doesn't want this put in the public eye.
Well, anyway, that
he doesn't
was
want anybody knowing
all right.
What happened.
All right, okay. Well, we've got a lot of doors that have opened, and we don't know how to close them. But we'll
I
have
want
to
out of the system.
Okay, we're gonna have to figure this out another time because I see by the wall where their hands are from the clock that it's time to get out of here. I know that we're going to do one more best of podcast. I don't know anything after that. As you know, we are going to very soon do a Big Three reality show pilot. I don't know exactly when that's going to happen. I know that we're a little short on money. So we're going to figure this whole thing out. We'll let you know what's going on, if not through our podcast, because I don't know how much longer these are going to go, through our Facebook and Twitter and things like that. But if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on SimplyDon1. If you want to get in touch with me on my Facebook, it's at Don Barris. That's also my Instagram, is at Don Barris. My Vine videos are at SimplyDon1. Perry?
Go on Facebook and punch in Perry F. Caravello.
That's KARVELLO.
Can I spell out my name, please?
All right, how do you
that
spell
it? Perry, P as in Peter, ERRY.
People want to spell it. The Caravello, that's KAR.
CAR is in car, AV is in Victor, ERRLO. Twitter, ScaryPerry818.
Mary
or
Jane?
Email me at...
Why would you have people email you? They didn't get in touch with you.
Well,
Mary Jane?
There's other business.
Let Mary Jane say something.
Let me finish.
Let Mary Jane say... Point. No. What else have you got?
Gmail me at scaryperryx1050@gmail.com.
What's X1050 mean
to you? I don't know what X1050... That's what they gave me at Costco.
Costco. Mary Jane?
A with the circle... SMOKING MARYJANE. Thank you.
Hey, if you want to see me perform live every night, I'm at the world famous comedy store. I close the club out, so stop by if you're in the Los Angeles, West Hollywood area. Come and see me. Also, don't forget our Ding Dong show on Death Squad. And if you want to see that recorded live, it's every Monday night, 10 p.m. Mary Jane, can you help us with a voice for this? Because here we go. Until we see you next time, it's Big Three. Goodbye. Yay.